This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage, but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry said 5 drones were shot down and the systems of 3 others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. President Vladimir Putin called it a terrorist attack by Kyiv. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. Hard-right U.S. conservative lawmakers are blasting House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy for the budget deal he reached with President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Put simply, the House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
This deal fails. It is a bad deal.
It defies conservatism, one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal.
From Chairman Scott Perry down, Freedom Caucus members say the deal does not enact the deep spending cuts they want, accusing McCarthy of fracturing the GOP by giving in to Democrat demands. Texas's Chip Roy and others say they'll work to block the deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudan's army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, appeared in a video released Tuesday greeting soldiers and delivering a speech. He tells them the army has agreed to a ceasefire extension to citizens' access to services. Quote, we still have not used maximum force, he tells the cheering soldiers, but will be forced to do so if the enemy does not obey or listen to the voice of reason.